You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
We got a no-hitter situation going on. There's still no score. We got a sports rep. We'll tell you all about it coming up in a sec.
All right, sports rep sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
We're about halfway through the third. No score. Wings Boston. Stanley Cup playoffs. Round one, game one. This could be a night. This could be the night of nights. Who's going to break through? Maybe next goal wins. That could be how it works out tonight for either the high-flying Bruins or the eighth-seeded Red Wings. Tigers are just getting blown out, have been all night. 11-1 is the score in the seventh. Howie Kendrick has two homers, and Albert Pujols hits number 497 of his career. It's three away from 500. 11-1 Angels, first of the three-game series at Comerica. Again, Tigers struggling with the bats against the guy who's not throwing that great. College baseball, West Lafayette, Indiana. Michigan, Purdue still tied at 6 of the ninth. Indiana leads Michigan State 6-0 in the eighth. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other Cup playoffs, round one, game two. Looks like right now the Canadiens are going to hang on and beat the Lightning. 4-1 is the score in that game. And Montreal already has a 1-0 lead. A little later, Stars and Ducks at 10 o'clock. Other baseball, American League, Toronto over Cleveland, 3-2 in the seventh. Orioles lead at Fenway against Boston, 6-3 seventh. Also in the seventh, Yankees lead Tampa, 4-3. Texas blowing out the White Sox, 10-0 in the fifth. Prince Fielder, I don't get a chance to look, I'll check it out later. Kansas City over Minnesota, 3-0 fifth. National League, Cubs lose this afternoon to Cincinnati, 4-1, their fifth straight loss. Washington leads St. Louis, 3-1 ninth. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh, 5-3 eighth. And in City Field, the New York Mets trail the Atlanta Braves, 5-0 in the eighth. Aaron Harang still is not allowed a hit for the Braves. He's walked six Mets, but no hits. They're in the eighth right now. Aaron Harang pitching. Six outs away from at least, maybe less now, from a no-hitter tonight, even though he's walked six guys. So no-hitter alert going on in New York. But it's not the Mets doing it. Have the Mets had the no-hitter yet, or is still no no-hitter? Who threw the no-hitter? Oh, yeah, that's right. Johan Santana did throw one. San Diego still hasn't had a no-hitter. And that's why Andrew Cashner came close to throwing the Padres' first ever. Colorado against the Tigers. 7-0, the Rockies lead Philadelphia in the third. Troy Tulowitzki, his second home run of the season in that one. One interleague series, Seattle-Miami now tied at 4 in the eighth. At the PGA Tour Heritage Round 2 at Hilton Head, rain suspended earlier in the day. KJ Choi in the clubhouse, 5-under par 67, as a one-shot lead on Robert Allenby, but Allenby's got a long way to go. A lot of golfers have to finish up tomorrow before starting Round 3. NBA playoffs start tomorrow, four games. Nets at Toronto, 12:30. Warriors at the Clippers, 3:30. Atlanta and Indiana, 7. Memphis at OKC, 9:30. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. I'm really kind of now taken by the no-no going on. We'll keep you really tabbed on both that and the hockey game. But,
and also, do you want to make some NBA picks? We know what the players are about to start tomorrow.
Yeah, one out, bottom eight. Still has the no-hitter going. So he's now five outs away from the no-hitter.
You want to go through some of the playoff series you got?
Yep, I got them right in front of me. East, Charlotte, Miami. Sorry, Mikey. I'm going Miami. Is that an issue? Seven-game series now, of course. Has been for years. Someone called me and said, aren't they five-game series? I said, no, haven't been for years.
No. EP, type in your picks, too, because he's the basketball guy here. I want to see where he is on these picks.
Bobcats and Heat. The Bobcats are in Heat. What do you like?
I got the Heat. Everybody's got the Heat.
Everybody's got the Heat. Hawks, Pacers.
Everybody's got the Pacers.
So then why are we even playing these damn
things? Those two. The other series are better, though.
Washington, Chicago. That could be an interesting series.
Very, very interesting.
Washington Wizards.
I'm going with the upset, and I'm going with the Wizards.
Only because the series starts in Chicago, I'll take the Bulls.
EP?
He's got the Wiz.
Got the Wiz, too. Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz.
I don't even have to ask you this.
You already know
Let me ask you this.
What? About Brooklyn?
Brooklyn and Toronto.
I'm taking Brooklyn. Who you got?
I'm going to take DeRozan and the Toronto Raptors. Series starts in Toronto. Why not?
Okay. No, they got the
most
home court.
Most wins in their history. Maybe something's going there.
They play well this
year.
That
kid is playing like off the unbelievable. Charts. Scoring like crazy. All right, that's the first round.
EP?
He's got Brooklyn.
Okay. West? You got the West matchups?
Yeah. Dallas, okay. San Antonio. Could be something. Mark Cuban thinks it's something. He thinks his Mavs will definitely beat the Spurs.
I
He's betting apples on it.
I can't go against the Spurs.
He's got some road apples.
I got the Spurs.
I do too. What do you got? You got, he's got the Spurs. EP has the Spurs. So we're all three on the Spurs. Memphis and OKC.
OKC.
Tayshaun Prince against Russ Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Are you laughing at Tayshaun?
Yeah, he is. Gary's
okay,
laughing.
Okay, laugh, clown, laugh. What guy who left the Pistons is in the playoffs today and the other team isn't going anywhere?
Chauncey Billups. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
And Austin Days was San Antonio, right?
That's right. He didn't get that much time, but he played a little
bit. So those two guys that were in that deal, Austin
the twins,
Day.
The twins, Austin yeah. Day and Tayshaun
and
Prince.
Tayshaun. And one's now in San Antonio, one's in Memphis. They could match up. So everybody's got OKC. I'm not taking Memphis.
Yep.
All right. Golden State and the Clippers starts off at Staples Center. This is it. 58 wins. The biggest winning season in the history of the Clippers. You got your Chris Paul.
I hate to always take all the favorites for the most part, but I'm going to go with the Clippers.
I'm going to go with the Clippers, too. This could be a seven-gamer, knockdown, dragout.
EP's taking the Warriors. He's such –
No, he's not. He's taking – it says LAC to the finals.
LAC? Wow, okay.
He's taking the Clip joints.
Okay.
Portland, Houston.
I got Houston.
I'm taking I want to go LaMarcus Aldridge so bad, so bad. You know why? James Harden bugs me. What happened to the little good dude? Is he still on the team?
Who?
Jeremy Lin.
He's still there.
Superman's still playing? I hate calling him Superman. Why am I doing that?
Yeah.
And what about Omar Asik? I thought they were going to dump his butt.
No, they could. They never traded
Couldn't
him.
Find a trading partner for Omar Asik.
Who you got, EP?
Two outs, bottom eight. The no-hitter is now over.
That's unbelievable how many get knocked out like that.
In the eighth inning, hold on, I'll tell you who got the hit.
Who got the hit? It wasn't Ike Davis.
For the Mets, meet the Mets. Here, David Wright.
All right.
A single off of Aaron Harang. No. Did they pull him? They pulled Harang with a no-hitter.
Well, maybe he had a lot of pitches, Mark. You said he walked six guys.
121.
Oh, no, that's a lot. You'll pay for that.
Harang did not start this eighth inning.
Mark. Six walks.
Louis Avalon.
Six walks. You said it. Six walks.
He had 121. Do you go into that clubhouse, though, and bitch about the fact that you pulled a guy with a no-no?
Nope. I'm sorry. You walked six guys.
You're good with that.
I'm good with that.
So you would not be in that Freddie Gonzalez's clubhouse saying, hey, what are you doing? You're crazy? Guy's got a no-no going
it's
on the road?
It's April, and he's throwing, what do you want him to throw, 140 pitches?
You're right. 70 of them were strikes.
Okay, so what was our last matchup? You said Houston. What do you got? Who'd you say?
Oh, Eric's going Blazers. He says Blazers, baby.
Okay.
I might go with you. I'm going to say the Blazers pull the upset on the Rockets.
Okay, so now let's get
to And who wants Kevin McHale to go anywhere?
Stop it. Leave Frankenstein alone.
I know he's had some heartache and some issues. He's still Kevin McHale of the Celtics. I feel terrible for what's going on in his family. He's had some real stuff.
His daughter.
And his parents, and he's got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, so give me. Okay,
but that's a basketball thing.
So give me your NBA final. We just did the first round, but now give me who's going to make it in the finals. We already know. EP said that.
I already told you. I told you the other day.
I want it again.
Spurs and Heat.
You're going to pick the two obvious people. Oh, God.
That's the NBA. It usually is the obvious final.
Who you got, EP?
He's got LA. He's got the Clippers in Miami. And you've got, Rob has Brooklyn against, I'm going to tell you, hold on. He's got Brooklyn. Well, it doesn't matter. All these teams are okay. I mean, none of them, that's a real surprise.
Houston.
All right, Brooklyn and Houston. Rockets and the
that's
Nets.
That's taking out, standing out on a limb right there, right? You know me. I'm not conventional.
No, he's going to. So who do you think's going to win it all?
Brooklyn. Mark, how many games did they play the Heat this year?
Four.
How many times did they beat the Heat this year?
Four.
They played the Heat how many times in the preseason?
Two.
One.
One.
How many times did they beat the Heat in the
One.
Preseason?
Five. Big whoop.
Oh, you know what it's called?
What?
It's called matchups in the NBA. It's matchups
because Whatever.
They're not tall enough.
Fine. Tell me I told you so. I'm that one you can say, Wilson, I told you so. Don't go crazy. Say, I told you so.
I will be... The Twitter king, if it comes out.
I'm a B.
What was that song? I'm a B.
Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas.
Fergie, call me.
All right.
Apple D Apple. I once did a thing in Vegas with Apple D Apple. That's what I call him. I call him Apple D Apple. That's my pet name for him. All right, coming up, last call time. What do you got? Bring it. Easter weekend, 248-848-1130. We'll update everything. Hold on. I'll
you
give
still
you
eat quickly. Eggs, Mark, the Easter eggs? You don't make that at your house, do you?
What do you mean?
To boil the eggs and color them.
Hell no.
There are no kids.
I go to Cadbury and get my eggs. What are you talking about, fella? That's where I get mine. No score, 450 to play in Boston. No score still. We're still scoreless. We'll get more updates for you before we're done at 10 o'clock. Right here, Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130. Oh, yeah, still 11-1. WDFN the Fan.
What did he say?
Him say. You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Wings have scored. We'll get to the update in a bit. Wings have scored, people. If you didn't know, we're going to tell you. But first of all, let me say this. If you've been driving out there, you know the deal. Whenever you have a problem with your car, this is very simple. Your car, truck, or van, just take it to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? They offer you free inspections and guarantee you the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Big Mike and his great people, Expert Car Care, services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, something as simple as a tire repair, or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And just mention us. That would be us.
That's right, Parker and the Man. And that's it, Mark. You know what? If you do say Parker and the Man, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
It's over $100 in savings right there passed down to you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. Go see them. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, we're almost done here. The Wings have scored. There's 40 seconds to play in the game in regulation. It's 1-0. Pavel Datsyuk has scored the goal, and that's where it stands with the Wings trying to hang on for dear life tonight and escape the TD Garden with a win in Game 1 and get ready for Sunday's afternoon matinee at 3 o'clock. That's escaping. So far, Jimmy Howard has made 25 beautiful saves. Tuukka Rask has saved 24. One he did not.
Boston stinks. I mean, are you kidding? At home, Game 1?
Not even scoring. The highest scoring team in the league.
That's unbelievable. That's a big win on the road, Game 1.
Some guys that have played really well tonight. Luke Glendening has played well, just by numbers. Danny DeKeyser has played well. Justin Abdelkader. And obviously the goal scored by Datsyuk with the assist going to Johan Franzen. So the Mule and Datsyuk combining together. Also an assist given to Nick Cronwall, who ended up leading the Wings and scoring this year, tied with Daniel Alfredsson.
So there's a face-off in the Red Wings zone, 40 seconds to go.
That's where we are. 40 seconds, Wings lead at 1-0. You cannot call the play-by-play.
Empty net. No, honestly, I'm not doing play-by-play.
Now, the Tigers are making a little comeback too, people. The Tigers have just scored 15. No, I haven't. They've scored four. They got four on the board, I should say. They've scored three in the seventh. It's 11-4 Angels right now in the bottom of the seventh with the Tigers batting and nobody out.
Still nobody out?
That's what it says here. They've put three up. Jepsen is in the game to pitch. Jared Weaver's long gone. Obviously, so is Drew Smyly. The starters are long out of it.
Wow, Wings are going to get this. It's going to be over.
And just give it a second. Give it a moment.
It's all over. They steal Game 1 on the road.
It is finished.
Wow, big game, big
win. How about that?
Wow.
Just as we go off the air, a 1-0 Red Wing win in Game 1.
In Boston. All right, let's go.
Rob, that's their only win for you.
They lose the next four.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Oh, nothing till the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, Matt. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without you. Thank you very much.
Bob Bauer in the chair tomorrow with the Outdoor World from 10 to noon. And then Sunday, don't forget, Chef Rob and Gridiron are over at Chelly's Chili live here on DFN from 9 to 11. And Matt Shepard again in the morning on Monday from 7 to 10. You don't want to miss any of that. Have a great Easter weekend, a happy Great Friday for the rest of what Good Friday's left. And Wings fans will be rejoicing tonight. He is Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you Monday night at 7.
Check us on Facebook, Twitter, ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com. Big weekend. Let's make it a good one. Sports Night with Parker the Man, recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but you know that by now. Jason Smith and Fox Sports Radio is next. And again, Matt Shepard next Monday, but you know that by now because I already said that too.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Rob.
NBC, see you later.
Laura Prepon, call me.